Hopal is good. Today's daf is getting daf Samaches. Today is story time. We have the famous story of Shlomo HaMelech and Ashbenai, king of the demons. Before we get there, we have a story about Reish Galusa and Rav Sheshes. So let's get right into it. We're about 6, 7, maybe 10 lines up. Amalei Reish Galusa l'Rav Sheshes. Reish Galusa said to Rav Sheshes, the Reish Galusa was the Rav, kind of the Gadol, kind of the leader of the Galus. Position of power. So he said, "My time alone, Soid Mar Gavon." He said, "Why don't you eat with us?" Amar said, "I don't like your servants. Your servants are choshud. I'm nervous that they are violating the Isra of Eber Menachai. They are Rachman Alatlan cutting limbs off of animals and giving it to people to eat." So Amar Lei Miyamar. It was Reish Galusa said, "You know, that's a pretty serious charge. Who told you that?" So Amar Lei, he said, "Hashtam Echavinala." Rav Sheshes says, "I'll show you." Amar Lei L'Shamei, so he said to his servant, Rav Sheshes' servant, "Zil Gunov, go and steal, and I see Lichada Kara Mechavata, and bring me a leg, bring me an animal of the leg." Now, obviously, how can I have a mother to steal? Obviously, with this pashtus is that this all happened with the permission of the Reish Galusa, so it wasn't stealing, and you'll see in the end, obviously, he didn't take it for himself, he brought it out in a second. Okay, either way, so he told him, go bring me, go snatch me. Right, a leg that they were going to serve. So, Sir Isile, so he brought it, the number of the who. And he said, then he said to the servants of the Reish Galusa, Ahadmu li hadme de chevasa, right? Why don't you lay out the entire animal that you're going to serve tonight? So, Isu tlas kare yosive kame, where they brought out, and sure enough, they were missing a leg, right? They only had three legs. Right, for the animal, because one of them had been stolen by Rav Sheshes' shamash. So I'm like, oh, I bala shlosh regalam. I'm like, what? This is a 300-legged animal. So pasuk icy chadam elno siva kamei. So sure enough, the guy ran back to the kitchen, jacked a leg, right, kind of snatched a leg or cut a leg off of another animal and brought it back. Right, I guess the same animal. So I'm like the shamash. So then Rav Sheshes said, osvi namli lahachtidach. We'll bring out the stolen limb. Sure enough, Oswa, you put it there, and Amalu, he said, "Hi, Bas Chamesh Rekalei Mavi." He said, "What is this? Is a five-legged animal?" So he showed that they were very willing, right, to just chop limbs off animals, right, and serve it, and pretend like that was actually from the animal. So Amalei, so Reish Galusa said to Rav Sheshes, "Miachi livdu kamei demar v'lecho." He said, "Okay, fine. So fine, so you have your shamish, right, get the food, I mean, make the food, or let my servants maybe do it when you're there, right? You'll watch the whole procedure, and then you can eat, right? You'll be the mashgiach." So I'm like, "Lechai." He said, "Okay, no problem." So sure enough, and the krava taka kamayu, they brought a table. That's how I used to eat off the tables. Obviously, we also eat on tables. What I mean is that everybody used to get their own personal table. That everybody had their own personal couch. Everybody had their own personal table, and they would eat with like these little kind of like footstools type things, right? Anyways, they brought him a table, right? And Isu Kamei Bisra, they brought him some meat. Vosiva Kamei Ristana, they brought him a piece of meat, the Chanka Chemta, that can choke a person, because there were some bones, right? Very small bones in the meat. The person will eat it, right? And there'll be some bones, and it'll choke it out. Again, Rav Sheshes was blind, if you remember what we mentioned yesterday. Rav Sheshes was blind, and they thought, right, that they would get him back, right? Obviously, these were not upstanding citizens. So Gushay, so Rav Sheshes felt it, vishakli, and he took it, and karcha besudre, and he kind of grabbed it and wrapped it in his napkin, in his sudor, in his handkerchief, whatever it was. Levasar de achals, after they ate, meaning so amile, so the servant said to Rav Sheshes, right, ignivlan kasa de kaspa. Right, he stole a goblet, right? Just like Yosef said to the brothers, but the servants here now said to Sheshes, "You stole something from us." Meaning they wanted to kind of catch him for kind of they saw that he was taking the meat that had some bones in it, right? And they were nervous they were going to get caught. So the So sure enough, they found this meat in his scarf and his handkerchief. So Amalei said to him. They said to him, "Chazi mar dalo mechal kaboy ela letaran." You see, clearly, you don't actually want to eat us. Not eat us. You don't actually want to eat by us, right? Rather, you're just here to annoy us. You're here just for us to serve your food. You're not actually trying to eat the food that we're serving you. You're here just to annoy us. So Malui said to them, No, I would eat. But v'tami beitam of dechivra. I tasted that there was some sort of chivra is like white. So if you look at Rashi says, basar balach shchin. There's some sort of animal that was are affected with some sort of illness, some sort of blotches, whatever. So he didn't, I didn't want to eat it. So I'm like, oh, he says, the servant said back to him, well, we very tongue in cheek almost, if you can imagine, right? We didn't prepare shchin animal today. Right, we didn't prepare any messed up animals. So he said, why don't you go check? Because Rav Chisda says that uchma bechivra bechivra beuchma beuchmasa, right, lakusa, right? If you have a black spot on a white animal or a white spot on a black animal, right, that's obviously some sort of illness. So sure enough, baduk nashkechua, right, they found whether it was a nace, whether it was true, okay, whatever. Kikanafik, right, Rav Sheshis left, and karle bira. Not that they didn't bring him a beer. That means they dug a pit. Right? And they put a mat on top of it. And they said to him, right, come. Right? Because again, he was blind. He said, come. Let's walk out this way. Right? And lead him towards the trap. So Nachle Rav Chisda Me'achoreis. Rav Chisda, so he went, ahem. Right, from behind him. So Amalei Linuka, Rav Sheshis kind of took the hint, and he said to a kid who was by, next to him, right, this is very fascinating, how Chazal kind of, the Tanaim and Amoraim used it, and Chazal nowadays, right, they always, we use the Torah to kind of tell them reality. So Rav Sheshis turned to a kid and said, give me a Psokli Psokecha, what are you learning, by the way? What did you learn this morning? So Amalei, he said to him, Netelecha al Yemincha o al Smolecha, turn right or turn left. Right, that's a pasuk in Shmuel. Right, puzzling about I forget if it's about Asael or basically they told someone to kind of avoid getting killed. So turn to your right or turn to your left, but don't go straight. So Amarlei the Shami, so she said, the servant Mike the Chazis, what do you see in front of us? Well, what's here? So Amarlei Tzipisa the Shadia, I see a mat. I see a mat that's stretched out over here. So Amarlei Hardi Mina, let's go a different way. So after he left, Rav Chisda, after they were walking, apparently Rav Chisda had seen the whole thing, or he caught up, or whatever, didn't want to get in trouble, but he said, by the way, Rav Sheshis, how did you know? It's like the, in the movie, after the good guy avoids the trap, right, without telling anybody, it's almost like a wizard, like kind of like, how'd you know? So, So Rav Chisda said to Rav Sheshis, how'd you know? First of all, because you gave me the heads up, right? You coughed, right? I coughed that. Ve'odin also the pasuk liyinugo psuka, right? I also based on the pasuk. Ve'odin also, right? The chashidei avdi lo maluk, and also because the servants, right, are not good people, right? They're trying to kill me, right? So basically, I knew that something was up. Okay. Now we get to the story of Shlomo Melech and Ashmedai. Again, since we talked about the first thing we talked about in the parak was this kordaikos, which is some sort of shade, apparently according to many. So we go weiter with a story about shadim and specifically Melech Hashadim, the king of the shadim. Asizi li sorim visharos tanugos bnei adam shida v'shidos. Shlomo Melech said, I made all these different types of instruments with the tanugos ben adam, with the pleasures of man, and shida and shidos. What is that? So that says the Gemara. Sharim v'shiros, that means elu mine zemer, different types of musical instruments. Tanugos ben adam, what does that mean? Elu brechus merchatzos, right? Pools and merchats, bathhouses. Shida v'shidos, what does that mean? So Hacha in Bavel, targimu shida v'shidin, said it was demons, male and female demons. But in Israel, Amishidasa, right? It was a type of chariot, right? Some sort of powerful chariot. I remember hearing, I think from Rav Rosner, that apparently in the Chashuk HaChemed, I think that's Rav Zilberstein, he quotes Rav Chaim Kanievsky, who says that the Stifler Rav felt that this meant, what do you mean, chariots? Like, what do you mean, Shlomo had chariots? Everybody had chariots. Paro had chariots. Pasuk says, Paro hushed up around 600, right, Rechab Bachur, right, and all these chariots. So I think he quoted Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and said that the Stifler felt that the pshat was that Shlomo had, there's an Achron that says this as well, that's what the Stifler is going on, and that Shlomo had, with his Chachma, had the ability to tap into modern science, and he had a motorized chariot, right, a self-moving chariot. He didn't share that Chachma with anybody else, or at least that we know of, but that's what he felt that the pshat was, right, in this Gemara. Right, anyway, if even if it's Now, Pashup Shot is definitely very cool to think that Shlomo Red had access to all the Chokhmah in the world, so he was able to kind of like cheshbon out, right? I don't know about electricity, but he had his own. Anyway, okay. That's a pshat there, perhaps. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Shalosh me'el shemine shidim ha'yu v'shichin v'shida atzma enei de'amahu. Right? Rabbi Yochanan says there are 300 different types of shidim, right? Different types of demons in this place called Shichin, or Sichin, I'm not sure, but I don't know really what a demon is. So, Amar, Alchot, Argimo, Sheda, V'shitin, and again, in Bavel, I said that talking about different types of demons. Sheda, V'shitin, Lamai, Iboile, what did Shlomo Melech need male and female, or different types of demons, right? Sheda, right, and Shitin, right, or male and female, in Aramaic. So, Dechtiv, with different forms of the word shade, yeah. So the pasuk says, "Vabayis bivano." So Evan Shalema, Masan Ivnet. Right. So Amalu Rabbanan. So Shlomo Melech said to the Rabbanan, "So Heichi Avid, how am I making a base of Mikdash?" Right. Pasuk says you're not allowed to use metal. So how in the world am I? You know, you go to the base of Mikdash and you kind of look up and you're like, "How did they cut those stones?" Well, that's a good question. Well, the Gemara asks that Shlomo Melech asked that question. How in the world am I supposed to cut, right, all these stones? So Amalei, they said back to him, Ika Shamira, right? They have the Shamir. Right? I see Moshe Lavne Eifod, right? Again, pretty well known Medrash and Gemara that talks about the Shamir, this type of little, tiny little bug, right? The size of like a little grain, right? That a bug, or you imagine is a bug or a worm or whatever. That was, it's very tiny. It was able to, the Moshe used to cut the stones for the Eifod, so that you could use that. Okay, great. Where is it? That I can't tell you. Right? But maybe bring a male and a female demon. Right? Shove them together. Stress them. Frustrate them. Right? Make them under duress. And maybe they'll tell you. So sure enough, that's when Shlomo Melech had to bring, right, a male and female shade. Right, he brought them together, and they said, "You're out of luck. We don't know where it is." But Dilma Ashmedai Malka the Shade Yada. Maybe Ashmedai, he's the king of the demons. Maybe he knows. Maybe he's king of Shadim. Maybe he knows where to look. So they said back to him, "Hecha Isai." Okay, great. Where's Ashmedai? So well, Isi Batura Plan. Right, he's on some sort of mountain place. Karya Le Beira Umalia Bay Maya, right, he dug out a pit and he's filled it with water. Umechsaya betinara, and he's covered it with a stone. Vechasme begush panke, and he seals it with his seal. Right, v'kol yoma, and every day selek l'rakia, right, he goes up to Shamayim. Right, Shadim are able to kind of straddle heaven and earth. Right, they're made of both physical and spiritual components. That's already Ramchal writes in Derech Hashem. What exactly that means, I couldn't tell you, but that's what he writes. But Gamar Masifta the Rakia, so sure enough, Ashmedai goes and learns in the base medrash upstairs. V'nachas Da'ara, right? Then he comes back down to earth. V'Gamar Masifta Da'ara, and he learns down here. Okay, what does that mean? I'm not sure. But he learns both in the base medrash upstairs and the base medrash down here. Fasi Sile Lugush Panke, right? And then he comes back and sees if the seal has been broken or not. Right? And Megala Levishase, Umichse Levichase, Levazil, right? And sure enough, if it's clean, so then he rolls off the stone, right? He drinks his water, right? And then covers it again and, you know, kind of reseals it and goes back. So Shadi Levinayu Ben Yehoyada. So Shlomo, right, went to Benayu Ben Yehoyada, but he was the Rosh Sanhedrin. Very close with Shlomo HaMelech. So he went to him and said, "Yeah," he said, "I need a favor." So Yaivle Shushilta the Chakik Ala Shem. So he got a chain that had a Shem Hashem. Vaskaka the Chalik Ala Shem, and also a ring that had a Shem Hashem. Vegavve de Amra, where he had balls of wool. Vzike de Chamra, and a bottle of wine, or I guess not back in the, I'm not sure if they had bottles back then. Okay, either way, a wine skin or whatever. So also kara beira mitatoi uveshafinu lemaya. So Benayahu went to kind of dug a pit and drained off all the water. So it's minu begave de amra, and he kind of plugged it with the wool. Vekara beira meiloi, and then he dug another pit uveshafinu lechamra and poured wine into Ashmedai's pit, v'taminu, and he kind of like was able to kind of like seal it up so that Ashmedai, right, they wouldn't disrupt the seal. Right, when Ashmedai opened up his pit, he would find wine and not water. And so it wasn't stupid, as you'll see in a second. It's not that he just drank it without realizing. But anyway, so like Yosef Bilana, sure enough, Benayo Ben Yoyoda kind of like finished his work and went to sit in a tree and went to wait for Ashmedai. He also, when Ashmedai showed up, started the Gush Panka. But he checked and he saw that everything was intact, that everything was in order. So he opened up, he rolled off the rock, and Ashke Chamran, he found, whoa, holy cow, it's wine. So Amri said, and he basically quoted Pesukim about how wine will make people crazy and etc. and immoral etc. Don't drink wine. Pasha say he refused and he didn't drink the wine. But he wasn't whatever. So Kitzachi, but he got thirsty. So Lo Sagile, he wasn't able to he had to drink something. So Ishti Rava Vagana, he drank. Then he fell asleep. He became drunk and he fell asleep. So Benayo came down from the tree. Also, he got close to the Ashmedai and shot the bay shushilta. Right, he threw the chain around him and satme and he closed it around his and he closed it up. I guess around his leg or around his head or whatever. Ki asar ki hava mifrazel. When Ashmedai woke up, he began trying to get out of this chain. Namalei shma demarach halach shma demarach halach. He said, "No, the Shem Hashem on you. Right? Stop! You can't escape for whatever reason that trapped him." Kinagale, right? When he took him, right? He took him. So basically, Benayo ben Yehoyada brought Ashmedai to Shlomo Melech. He also mata dikla. He came to a palm tree and chav bei Shadye. So he brushed against it and he knocked down. Mata labese, right? He came to a house and Shadye and Ashmedai knocked it down. Mata gabe kuva, where he came to some sort of hut, the Yar Melasa, of a widow, and Nafka, so she came out and ichnana lay kapa lekomte mine. When she davened, right, she kind of not davened, but it kind of begged Ashmedai not to break it, and sure enough, kapa lekomte mine, he kind of avoided it, and isperbe gama and broke one of his bones. And Amarna Ashmedai said, "Hain dechtiv." That's basically what it means. For lashon raka the shabagarim, right, a lashon raka, right, a soft kind of lashon, right, will break something, can break a bone, right? Because she asked him nicely, and he said okay, and then kind of contorted himself and ended up breaking a bone. Again, obviously, a lot of stuff going on. Check out the marsha, right, all this stuff. Is whether it's literal, whether it's metaphoric, exactly, right? That's really not for today, and I really didn't look at too much of that stuff while preparing today. Chaza Samia, right? So Ashmedai saw, Ashmedai did a couple of odd things, which we're going to list right now, and then we'll come back to and explain why he did these things. So on the journey with Benayo, so he saw Samia da Havi leKatoy beOrcha, saw a blind man who was lost, and asked leOrcha, and so Ashmedai kind of put him on the road, put him on the right way. Chazi Ravia da Havi leKatoy beOrcha, saw a drunk guy who was lost, and asked leOrcha, and he also put him back on the road. Right? Chaza, he saw Chedvasa da Havi Kamachdeilei. He saw a wedding that was people were very happy about, and Bacha, and Ashmedai was crying. Shami lehu gavra da Havi kamar lehu Kava Avili Misane the Shev Shani. He saw a guy telling a shoemaker, "Make me a shoe that'll last 7 years," and Achich, and he left. Chaza Hahu Kasama Dahava Kosim and Achich. And then he saw someone who's trying to do Kosim, right? Because Kosim is Kosamim is magic. So he saw some guy trying to do magic, and Ashmedai left as well. Okay, we'll have to come back to those events. Kimata Lahasam Lo Aile Legabe the Shlomo Atfasiyome. When Ashmedai finally came to Yerushalayim, they didn't bring him to Shlomo Melech for 3 days. Yom HaKama, the first day, Amar Lehu, Ashmedai said, "Amar Lehu Kaboi Malka Lagabe, Nu, I got captured, fine, but at least the king should come see the king of the demons." Amar Lehu said to him, "Anse the Mishte," said he's totally drunk. I don't know if it was true, they were just delaying him or whatever. Exactly what we're trying to learn from this, I'm not sure. Shakol Lebe, anyway, but Ashmedai said back to them, "Shakol Lebeinta, an Osev Achaverta." He took a brick and put it on top of another brick. Azu Amar Lishlomo, they came to Shlomo Melech and said Amar Lahu. So Shlomo said, "What did Ashmedai mean to say with that? Hachi Amar Lahu, this is what he meant. Hadar Ashkuha, right? Give him some more drink, and apparently that will cure him." Okay. Lamacha, the next day Amar Lahu, they said, "Amaylo Kaboy Lamacha Kabe, why is the king not coming to see me?" So Amar Lahu, they said to him, "That Anse Mechla, right? He ate too much, not drank too much, but he ate too much. Shako Labenta Mechavita Osva Ara," so he took the brick off the other and put it down. So also, Asu Amar Lishlomo, they came to Shlomo Melech and Amar Lehu, they said to them, "Hachi Amar Lehu," this is what Ashmedai is trying to say, "Nagidu mine mechle." He said, "Don't eat anymore." I mean, don't, not as opposed to drinking more, but he said, "No, don't eat so much more," right? And then he'll feel better. L'sof Tlos Yome, after 3 days, finally, Ayo Lekameh, finally came to Shlomo Melech. Shoko Kanyo, Mashach Arba Garmide, Ashmedai took a reed, checked off kind of four amos, and we showed the Kameh and threw in front of Shlomo Melech. And Amar Lehu said to him, "Mechti, let's see." Ki mayis ahu gavra, when that person dies, meaning Shlomo, when that person dies, you're trying to talk nicely. Lesle b'hadin alma el arba garmida, you're only going to have the four dalet amos, right, of where you're buried. But hashta now, kavshti l'kuli alma v'lo savata ad kavashta nami l'didi. But while you're alive, you've conquered the entire world, right? The Gemara elsewhere says that there were several, Gemara Megillah says that a couple kings that conquered the entire world. Shlomo was one of them. He said, oh, I understand. Ashman, I said, you conquered the entire world. What do you have to get me too? So I'm like, I don't need to conquer you. Loka be'ino minach midi. I don't want anything for you. But be'ino de ivne the Beis HaMikdash, I become a bailei shmira. Right? I'm trying to build the Beis HaMikdash. I need the shamir. Where is it? So I'm like, so Ashman, I said, you're not in tough luck, buddy. The didilo masarli. Right? It's not been given to me. I don't know where it is. The shara. The Sara Diyama Masule. No, it was given to the angel of the sea. Velo Yorvay El Tanagono Bara. And apparently he only gives it, very odd, to a chicken, a rooster. Then Hemenle Ashvuasa, who keeps its Shvua, right, then and takes care of the Shamir. My Avid Bey, what does he do with it? Mamate Lay the Ture the Les Behu Yishuv. He brings it to a mountain that has nothing growing on it. Umanach le ashina de tura, puts it on the top of the mountain. Pakatura, the mountain breaks. Umankit maisi bizrone, and then the chicken or the rooster grabs, right, vegetation, not vegetation, but I guess seeds and whatnot. Meilane, from all the trees. Bishade hasam vehave yishuv, right, and throws it all over the place, and then the mountain has things growing on it. Finding matagimiga nagartura, that's why it's that bird specifically is called a magartura, because it kind of breaks mountains and puts grass all over it. Okay. Batku kina the tanagola bra, disle bane, vechafuye lekine zugisa chivarti. So sure enough, right, the Shlomo Melech's went to look for seed to find this chicken that had children, that had little baby chickens. Vechafuye lekine zugisa, and they took it, they covered it, right, with clear glass, meaning they, for some reason, they put some sort of glass box over the nest. He also, when the rooster came back, boy, lemayal v'lomatzi, wasn't able, right, to get to the nest. And also, I see shamira v'osvei. So sure enough, it took out the shamir, right, and the shamir was going to crack open the glass. So Rama Bekala, right, so then the servants yelled and shadi the shakle, and they dropped the shamir. Right, also chanak nashe ashvuosai. Right, and obviously the servants took the shamir, and then the rooster killed itself or strangled itself, right, for violating its shvua. Okay, Amar Luhu Benayo. Now back to the story about Ashmadai. Remember what he did? A couple of weird things, right? So Benayo asked, right, Ashmadai about all those things that happened. My time, Aki Chazidu Samia. What's the reason? Why, when you saw that blind guy, Tava Katoi Barcha, who was lost, Asuki Learche, right? Did you put him on the road? So Malay said to him, Achruzei Leberakia the Tzadik Gamor. Right, I heard in Shemayim he was a Tzadik Gamor. Umad David Leinicha Nafshe Zochei LaAlmei. Someone who helps someone who's a tzaddik gamor will be zocha for something in the next world. I'm not sure what a shade needs in the next world, but okay. Either way, my time with the kichazise lu ravia the gatay beorcha azige leorcha. Same thing. Why did you put that drunk guy back on the road? So Amalei, he said back to him, Ashmadai said that machruze elu berakia the rasha gamoru. He said the opposite. That guy's a complete rasha. So I gave him a little bit of help in this world. So you shouldn't have any reward in the next world. My time with Chazisa Lu Chadrosa Bachis, why did you cry at that wedding? So Amalei said back to him, Boy Mimis Gavra, Bego Tlazin Yomen. It's very sad, because the husband, the groom, is going to die within 30 days. Boy Minter Leovam Katan Tlaisari Shonin. And the bride is going to have to wait 13 years, because the groom only has a little brother, right, to do Yibam. She's going to have to wait 13 years until they get that the brother becomes a godel. My time ki shmate lahu gavra da amar le lo shpicha avile misane l'shev shnin ichaches. So why did you, when you heard that guy say, make me shoes for 7 years, did you laugh? So I'm like, who shiva yomi lesli? That guy doesn't even have 7 days left. Misane l'shev shnin bay, and he wants shoes that last for 7 years. Right, it's obviously a very powerful muser, right? We plan, right, for the future, and we don't know. Right, nobody knows. It's a shame we should always open to live to 120. Amen. But a person never knows. Chazal tells us that you do tshuva one day before you pass away. When is a person going to pass away? They don't know. So that's exactly the point, right? You should always do tshuva. Okay, so fine. This is just a little seriousness that we should have. right, in our lives. Right? Again, it's okay to plan. It's mutter to plan. Right? Certainly, it's good to plan. But just to realize that, you know, Kosh Baruch was in charge of everything. Okay. My time, right? Why did you laugh when you saw that guy doing magic? Right? He said that guy was apparently was just on top of the treasures of the king, Giza, right? The spoils of the king. Right? Lixom, he could have just used the magic, right, to see what was underneath him. But he didn't realize. He was trying to do some other, he was laughing. He was just like, kind of like, why are you looking, doing magic for other things? Just look down and you would have seen what's by your feet. That's also a great muster, right? Very often, right? Our greatest treasures are what's literally laying at our feet, and we kind of look elsewhere, right, for that stuff. Okay, some good muster from Ashbedai. So, sure enough, Tarchi Gabe ad Benai the Beis HaMikdash. Sure enough, Shlomo HaMelech kept Ashbedai with him until they build the Beis HaMikdash. That was a long time. That wasn't a couple of years. That was, I don't know if it was 10 years, 8, 5 years. I forget exactly how long it was, but it was a long time. And Yom Achad Avakai Lechudei. So sure enough, Shlomo Melech was alone with Ashbedai one day. So Amalei, I guess he left his guard down. Ksiv the Pesach says, Ktoafos Reim Lo. That Avarminan, Ksoafos Eilu Malach Eisharis Reim Eilu Ashedim. My Reusaihu Minan. Right? Why? Right? Meaning, why, when Akash Baruch Hu, right, that pasuk says that Akash Baruch Hu is in charge of the angels and the demons. So Shlomo Melech said, "Why are you mentioned in that pasuk? Right? Why are demons? Why are Shadim greater than man? I mean, why isn't man mentioned in that pasuk?" So Ashmanai kind of saw his opening. He said, "Shkol Shushilta Minai, take this chain with Shem Hashem off me. Probably is Kasach, and give me the ring, right, with Shem Hashem. V'achavei lecharavusa." Ruhusai, and I'll show you. So sure enough, I guess Shlomo was really bothered by this, right? It was a quest for, right, Chachma. Right? So Shlomo, sure enough, he did that, right? Even though probably should have been able to see the trap coming. Shekli the Shilshilta, Minei, V'yavle, Iskasei, and Bale, sure enough, Ashmedai, I'm not sure what this means, but he swallowed Shlomo Melech. And Osve the Chag Gape Birakia, the Chag Gape Ba'ara, and he put one of his wings, right? Demons have wings, right? In Shamayim, one of them on earth, and Putke Ba'arba Mea Parse, and he shot Shlomo Melech almost like a bow and arrow, right? If you can imagine, right, drawing his body back and then boom, just shooting Shlomo Melech out of his mouth, right, 400 parses, right? He basically kicked him out. And Allah, he shaked Amar Shlomo. That's when Shlomo Melech said, right, Ma'is Shlomo Adam v'cholam alo she'el matachavas tachas shemesh, right, pasuk in Koheles, right, that, right, well, chaval, right, what's the point of all my work, right? I've just completely, you know, you got lost. You got kicked out. Right, my vizeh, what does that mean? That this is my portion, so this is what I got. So this is my chelek. So Rabbi Shmuel, chadar ma'maklo, chadar ma'gundo. Right, he basically only had one thing, and Rabbi Shmuel have a debate, rather, whether it was his walking stick or his cloak. But either way, right, or his clothing. All right. Either way, so have a machzer al pesachim. So Shlomo Melech had nothing. So he was walking around, right, knocking on doors, trying to get food, money, whatever. He was begging. And he said that pasuk in Koheles, right? Whenever he knocked on the door, he said, "I am Koheles." Right? Koheles is one of Shlomo's names. Right? I was king. Meaning, Hayisi Melech. I was king in Yerushalayim. And he eventually made his way back to the Sanhedrin. Amar Rabbanan, so they said, Mechti, let's see, one second. Shota, someone who's crazy, doesn't stick on one thing. Right? He always goes, you know, he says some crazy things, but he doesn't stick on one, not truth, but one false. He's never, Shlomo kept on saying, listen, it's me, Shlomo, I was king, right? Usually a crazy guy doesn't stick with one statement. My high, so what's going on over here? So I'm really living on you. So the Chachamim went to ask Ben Yoyada. And Kabbai the Chamalka the Gabe, he said, have you seen the king? Right? So I'm like, no, not really. Shalku the Malka Zvasa, he went to his queens. Kasi Malka the Gabaihu, has the king come to you? Meaning at nights? Right? Shalku le in. He said, yes, Kasi, he comes. Shalku le, he said back to him, Bitku Bakari, right? Why don't you check his feet? Right? Why don't you check his feet? Shade him. Right, have chicken feet. So Shalchulei b'muke kasi. He comes with socks. V'kavatavalu b'nidusayu, and he also comes with warnida. V'kavatavalei nami l'basheva imei, and he came for Basheva, his mother. So they realized something was going on over here. So I said to Shlomo, v'habulei iskasa v'shushilta d'chakagol Hashem. So they brought Shlomo Melech and gave him his ring and his chain back. And ki'ayil, right, when Shlomo Melech showed up, so chazi parach, right, Ashmedai saw, right? And ran away and flew away. Even so, right? Hava le bituza mine. Right? Shlomo was always nervous about Ashmedai. And the clear about something the pasuk says. He named it also Shlomo Shishim Givarim Saviv Lami Givari Yisrael. Kulam Achuzei Chayav Melum Dei Melchama. Right? We say this at Kriyas Shema Lamita. Yisha Chabo Yerichov Pagas Lailos. Right? He had the pasuk says that he had some sort of army around him. He was nervous. Right? Shlomo Melch was nervous at nighttime. Rabbi Shmuel Chad Amar Melech Vehediot. One of them says that Shlomo actually never came back to become a king. That's a little bit difficult to say because the Psukim Pashas is Psukim that Shlomo Melech did die as a king. So it must be that he didn't have the full reign, didn't rule the same way. And one of them says that no, he became a king, and then he became a regular person, and then he became a king again, meaning that he ruled in the same way, right, that he did previously, got everything back. Okay, we'll go right to the Hanukkah shots tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.